recruited out of, you might say, registration lines. But at that time, Norm would watch the, everybody that came to the university back in the 50s had to pass a swimming test. You couldn't graduate unless you could swim. And all the male students had to take a Phi-Ed test. And if you couldn't pass the Phi-Ed test, you were put into basic Phi-Ed. If you could pass the Phi-Ed test, you then could choose an endeavor, play basketball or something like that, which was more fitting to you. And the test consisted of running a mile, rope climb, jumping, quite a number of different skills and attributes were asked for. Norm used to watch the run and look for big guys in the run and see what kind of condition they were in. And I'd always been a jogger, even back when I was in high school, I'd jogged. And so when we got set to go on our run, everybody took off like it was going to be once around the old armory track. And I think it was it 8 or 10 times around the track for a mile. And I thought, well, they're crazy. So I just settled back, and I was in the back of the pack. And then I began to chew it up. I paced myself, and I started passing people. And I finally got up to where I was with the top two or three at the end of the run. And I finished it. And Al Hovland, or whoever was there at the time, started yelling, "Get over there and run one more lap. You haven't run the full 10 laps." And I said, "Yes, I have." He said, "You have not." Because he wasn't aware they'd seen me at the end, at the start, but I'd passed everybody. And I was very proud of the fact what I'd done. So I just went out and jogged a lap anyway, just to satisfy him, you know, because they're all yeah. professors were saying I had to do that. So I did it, but I was kind of indignant and mad that I was being denied my performance. But it had been seen by Coach Sanju, and then when I finished my 11th lap or whatever it was, he came over. He says, "Are you out for a sport?" And I said, "Well, I was thinking of trying football." He says, "Well, how about trying out for rowing?" And I said, "Well, I didn't know anything about rowing." He says, "Well, you don't have to." And he says, "You seem like a pretty tough guy." And of course, I knew I was a tough guy. And so he convinced me I should try out for rowing.